Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. How's your day going? Is the weather about where you'd like for it to be, temperature-wise? Have you had enough rain for the week? How's it going this particular day when it comes to rain? Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a look at how life is going. By the way, when it comes to seeing how life is going, taking a look at how life is going. Are you getting better at finding the right kind of sweetener to use in order to make lemonade when you're given a basket full of lemons? It's one thing to be given a lemon, but when you're given a basket full of lemons, I mean, it's one thing to be given a cup of lemons. But when you are given a basket of lemons, and believe me when I say we all know there are people who can give you lemons. I mean, all over the world, all over the place. Lemons, lemons, lemons coming from this person, coming from that person. And so often it can be so surprising to discover who is ready to pour lemons into your life. But the key to it is to stay awake, stay alert, keep your mind working, keep your heart working, so that you also take notice when people are handing you good sweeteners. Yeah, who's bringing you the sweeteners? Who's bringing you the filtered water? So that instead of just having a basket of lemons, yeah, they brought you a basket full of lemons thinking that they were going to make your life sad. But someone else decided, hey, you know what? I don't even know if so-and-so can use this or not, but I have more than I need. Or they might even be thinking, this isn't something that I need at all, but it might benefit so-and-so. And they bring you the sweetener that you like, whether it's stevia or regular sugar or honey or raw sugar or whatever it might be. Agave, whatever it might be, guave, some kind of sweetener. And, oh, man, don't let it be a sweetener that really works for you. You know, some sweeteners, you know, sweeteners are sweeteners, I know, but not all sweeteners are created equal. Some sweeteners just don't work for you. You know, I was sharing with you all some time ago that when it comes to honey, for example, you know, years ago when I decided I wanted to step things up when it comes to eating healthier than I was already eating, one of the things that I decided to do was consume less processed sugar. So I decided that I wanted to replace it with something. Because I really didn't want to just say, okay, well, now that I'm consuming less processed sugar, I don't want to just say I'm not going to be consuming any kind of sweetener. So I tried honey. And like I said, that honey worked for me, with the exception of my tea. I don't know why, but I just don't like the taste of honey mixed in with my tea. And so I still prefer sugar in my tea. But any of the foods that I used to like having sweeteners in, whether it was some type of cereal, whatever it is, that honey works for me. I know for some of you, it might be some other type of sweetener. A lot of you like sweet and low. I can dig it. Your sweetener that works for you. Can you imagine someone, even if it's three or four people and not just one person, who brings you plenty of sweetener to do something with all those lemons, a basket full of lemons? And the beauty of it is, if you want to, you can take that purified water that some people bring to you, take that the sweetener that others bring, and put that with the lemons. And if you want to, you can fix the whole basket of lemons into making lemonade for you and a bunch of other people, good people who you like being with, and they can share your great lemonade with you. That person may have meant it for good, for evil. Maybe they wanted to make your life sour. But someone brought sweeteners, someone brought filtered water, and now you have enough lemonade for you and other people as well. You may want to put together just enough of it that you have some, someone else has some, and you save the rest for a later time. But what they meant for evil, they tried to make it sour. Our Creator showed you how you could make it sweet, how you could make it good, make it something that benefits you. That's what I'm talking about. That's what life is about. And the key to it is we've got to make sure that we don't make the deliverers of lemons sour our lives so much that we close our eyes to the presence of the sweeteners and the filtered water, the purified water. We can't close our eyes, our minds, our brains, our hearts to the fact that we may be given all that we need to turn the situation around and make it good. Just like our Creator took Joseph's situation when his brothers, because that's part of the key to it, ladies and gentlemen, we might as well accept the fact that we have folks who are supposedly close to us, whether they are co-workers, whether they are fellow worshipers, you name it, family members, you name it, folks who should be close to us. And they will bring the lemons and go their way and hope for the worst. Literally hope for the worst. They want harm. They hope they've done damage to your life. They hope they've done damage to your spirit. Who's bringing the sweetener? Who's bringing the filtered water to make sure that you're getting the best? Don't let those lemons rot. No, no. Don't let those lemons spoil. It may be a situation wherein you may not have someone bringing the sweetener to you. You may not have someone bringing the filtered water to you, but you may be given the ability that you need to go get the sweetener and to go get the filtered water. Get them. Go ahead. You got the lemons, get the sweetener, get the water. Sometimes if you choose, you don't even have to use the sweetener. Just squeeze that lemon, fresh lemon, into some filtered water, stir it up, and drink it just like that. Help reduce cholesterol levels and all the other good things that just lemon water by itself can do for the body. Yeah, let it clean you out. Let it take care of your body. So there are things you can do with it. What kinds of great foods can you use to can you make with those lemons? Yeah, a lot of times folks mean harm. God, who knows what they're going to be doing, will show you a way to bring good out of it. And sometimes, I need to let you know this, we won't be able to do a thing to bring the good out of it. All we can do is what Joseph did. He kept the heart pure before God. He didn't hold a grudge against those who harmed him. Not just tried to harm him, but did harm him. He kept loving his God and obeying his God. He kept on serving faithfully in whatever job he had, including working in the prison as a lead prisoner. Will you remain faithful to your relationship with God, first and foremost? Will you care enough about your Creator that you remain intimately connected to Him no matter what? And in remaining intimately connected with Him, continually seeking His will for your life, His purpose for your life, what do you want me doing right now? Right where I am in this moment, what do you want me to be doing? How do you want me to do it? And Lord, I'm going to show the love and the tenderness that you want me to when I'm helping these people. I guarantee you, when Joseph spoke with the cupbearer and the baker interpreting their dreams for them. Even when he was telling the one that he would lose his life, I guarantee you, he was not being hostile or malicious in the way he was speaking with them. My guess is he was assertive and strong, but he was not malicious and hostile. He didn't make it sound like or feel like he was going on the attack. He gave them the information that they needed in the right spirit, with the right attitude, with a good approach. And yet, Joseph could not get himself out of prison. He even asked one of the men who would be restored to his position with the Pharaoh. Hey, look, when you get out of this prison and you're back in your place where you were, I want you to remember me. Talk to me. Talk about me to the king, to the Pharaoh, and let him know I'd like for him to get me out of this prison because I haven't done anything to warrant having been thrown in here. Remember me. Tell him about me. That was a fair request. That person was going back to the king to resume his service to the king, but he forgot about Joseph. And as you read through the scriptures, one of the things that you discover is that he did not forget about Joseph on purpose. He didn't dismiss Joseph's request. When the king had the dream he had about what was going to be taking place in the land of Egypt where the king was ruling, something that was going to be taking place in the future. And his wise servants could not tell him what the dream meant. They heard the king, but they couldn't tell him what those dreams meant. That's when the person who had been a fellow prisoner with Joseph remembered. Oh, man, I just remembered. I forgot to tell you about a prisoner who I was with when I was in prison. I had a dream, and my fellow servant had a dream. We both had dreams, and he interpreted both our dreams, and both dreams came to pass exactly as he interpreted them. He's the person you need to talk with, King. The man had simply forgotten. He did not dismiss. It truly slipped his mind to talk with the king about Joseph until the king himself had a dream that needed to be interpreted. It was at that point that God had, who gave the king the dream, enabled that servant of the king to remember that Joseph had interpreted his dream. And notice this. God, who gave the king the dreams that he gave them to, gave him. He didn't give the dreams to them 3 days after the king's servant was released and restored to serving the king. God didn't give the king the dreams that he gave him 5 weeks after the servant was restored to his service to the king. He didn't give it to him 5 months later. It was several years later when God gave the king the dreams that sparked the servant's memory that led to Joseph's release and eventually Joseph's exaltation, being set high. Joseph couldn't make it happen. God made it happen in God's time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it took a while for Joseph to get the sweetener and the purified water that he needed to mix with those lemons that he'd been handed when his brothers sold him into slavery. And then a woman lied on him while he was a slave servant. The woman lied, a married woman lied on Joseph and claimed that he had tried to rape her. And she had him thrown in prison by her husband based on her lie because she wanted to have sex with Joseph and he wouldn't. And so she took revenge by lying on him and having him thrown in prison. By the way, remember, ladies and gentlemen, I was sharing this with someone just a few days ago who got upset with me when I said this. But, you know, a lot of people like to talk about how there's so many people who have sexual intercourse with folks because they're looking for love, and their search for love is the motivating factor behind people having all this sex that people have. And I shared with her that the search for love is the reason that some people are pursuing sexual activity, but that is not all the reason for everyone. There are some people who are in it just for the pure pleasure of the sex act. They're not looking for love. They just want the sex act. They want the physical pleasure of having sex. And they're not satisfied sometimes just having sex. They specifically want to have sex with this specific person or that specific person. The wife of the man who was ruling over Joseph decided she wanted to have sex with Joseph. He was a good-looking man. He was a good leader. And she wanted to have sex with Joseph. She wasn't looking for love. She was looking for pleasure. And when Joseph denied her that pleasure, she became vindictive and had him thrown in prison. And that made what was already one basket of lemons, a second basket of lemons, as this man who's been sold into slavery into a country that he did that was not his natural homestead. Now he's thrown in prison in that same country. He's given a second basket of lemonades. But in due time, I'm sorry, of lemons. But in due time, in God's time, the right time, God bless Joseph with a whole lot of lemonade. When we come back, speaking of God giving people the ability to enjoy lemonade, let's resume our discussion of politicians and religion.